Well, with just 3 days to polling in the presidential election, there's likely to be intense focus on tonight's primetime debate. The candidate's backers are continuing to bicker, with supporters of Catherine Connolly accusing Fine Gael of negative campaigning, something the party denies. But what do voters make of the two campaigns as they sweep through the country? Yesterday we heard from Catherine Connolly's campaign in Galway. Today we go to Goree in County Wexford, where Adele McAllister joined Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys.
In the lashing rain, Heather Humphreys meets her team of Fine Gael canvassers as they get ready to hit the streets of Goree. Despite the weather, she gets a warm reception in Super Value on Main Street.
I feel she's done a good job, she's done her best in whatever she's done, and I'm very pro-European myself. And I think we do need our friends in Europe, very much so. And
okay. How do you think she's going down in Goree here and with the
I'd say I'm not sure about young people. I think young people tend to like change, and I'm not young anymore, so I'm fine. I'm fine with something that we know and trust, you know, really.
I think she's a lovely lady. She's a lovely lady, and I think if she going to be a president, she's going to achieve a lot of things for small people.
I'm definitely going for Heather Humphreys. Just a candidate's pool is very, very small, so it's really a binary choice. If either, it's not because you necessarily like one person, just if you don't like the other person, it's the way to go.
But not everybody has made up their mind.
Well, I'm kind of neutral because I don't know enough to make an informed decision at the moment. No standout candidate, so it's a case of make an informed decision then.
Now Heather Humphreys is here today in Goree.
After shaking my hand, actually.
And did that make a difference to you?
Well, it's nice to see the see in person. She came across as very personable and a warm person there. Yeah.
And would that make the difference to you as an undecided voter that she's come, you've shaken her hand, you got to chat to her?
Not necessarily. I'll have to read up still, like, you know, whatever else. Like I said, I have read up a certain amount, but I want to kind of finalise my thoughts.
I'm less than inspired. There are two candidates, I don't think they're suitable. And actually, even the third one wasn't suitable. But Heather, I think, is the best of the bad lot, now, to be honest. Yeah. It's getting very personal now, the arguments at the moment as well.
What do you think of that, aspect of it?
Well, I think someone who's behind is sort of grasping at straws and trying to pull everything out of the bag now at this stage.
And on that note, as the canvas moves around the corner to the local credit union, I ask her about her campaign video criticising Catherine Connolly for representing the banks as a barrister during the downturn.
I'm a very positive person. I really am. I want to represent this country. I want to be the next president. I want to focus on community. I'm here today in the credit union, the greatest community financial institution and organisation right across Europe. In fact, Ireland is a shining light when it comes to community banking through the credit union. If I become president, if I'm fortunate enough to be elected, that's the type of thing I want to focus on.
And on familiar ground as a former credit union manager, she gets a warm welcome here too.
She has a great presence about her, and I'm very glad to meet her.
Very pleasant to meet, you know. Lovely to have a woman in the race as well. Now we have two women, so yeah, very Manana here, and here we go.
What about yourself?
It was lovely to meet her. Yeah, she is very, very polite. Yeah.
Have you ladies made up your mind on what way you're going to vote?
Not at the moment, no, still. But we did have Heather in mind. Yeah, so.
What about yourself?
I'm eager to hear the rest of the deliberations all week, so I'll keep an ear on the radio and places.
Looking for you, darling.
Thanks so much.
Not at all.
Momentum.
As we move around the town, Heather is guided by local Fine Gael member Patrick Devitt. So will the undecideds and Fine Gael voters come out for her and help her catch up with Catherine Connolly on the day?
I think she's going well. The people are stopping to talk to her. She's engaging very well with the people. You know, she's really here. She's talking about solutions rather than admiring the problems, which is exactly what we want from a president. We want solutions.
And what about Fine Gael voters? Do you think they'll come out for her?
I'm really hopeful. You know, we respect all these voters, and you know, but our own people have to come out and vote for our representative and for our beliefs and our opinions.
And so the canvas moved on to the next stop, but back on the main street of Goree, there were still plenty of people to be won over as the race goes into the final days.
Are you going to vote?
No.
Why is that?
I just don't really understand it, really. It's just too much arguing and all between them all, so I'm just not bothered.
What about yourself? What do you think?
I will vote, but I'll look into it closer to the day, so I'll have a look later on.
Some views there from Gorry, Adele McAllister reporting at